You tuned to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. Dr. Carolyn McLeod, Medical Director, in studio with me, also practicing now at Palm Cove. Dr. McLeod, I know you're a passionate advocate for the environment and you are passionate about environmental health. What is meant by environmental health?
It's a huge, huge field. You can start with microenvironments that include what you're going to school to make sure there's no asbestos, that what Jamie Oliver is doing about food, making sure it's good, your workplace, making sure you're not getting exposed to adverse chemicals and you're not getting air pollution in your home. You've got to make sure that you might have a TV or something that keeps you from moving. You need to, and as well as your neighborhood, you want a neighborhood that's safe, that your gas lines are taken care of so you don't get an explosion. But what's I'm really interested in now is the macro environment, because we need the government and people out there to help change the macro environment. It's become very, very dangerous. Air pollution is killing twice as many people as auto accidents in Australia. Air pollution increases the top 10 killers in the world because of what it does to asthma, lung cancer, and all the other problems that come from it. Also, when you get air pollution, like particularly from coal, it goes up into the air. You rain it down, you end up with mercury in the ocean that ends up in your fish. And as an obstetrician, you have to tell women to be careful of certain servings of tuna and swordfish so they don't get enough mercury poisoning for their children. And then we have the problem with our food supply. We're using so many chemicals on our food supply. And what was really disconcerting to me, there's these disrupting endocrine hormones. They're called EDCs, or endocrine disrupting chemicals. And what they do is they were notoriously would change an animal or fish or something to female, from male to female, or from female to male. They're responsible for increase in fertility, the endometriosis. And then there's a specific, we know that menarche, or when women start having their periods, is much earlier than it's ever been because we have premature puberty occurring because of these estrogen compounds out there. We think some of the breast cancers do because all these people have absolutely no history of breast cancer, getting breast cancer, and that's because of the estrogen compounds out there in the environment. And it's just that these chemicals can mimic these hormones. And we know that fat tissue is actually the largest endocrine system in our body. And then what's really frightening is a small portion of these endocrine disrupting chemicals, EDCs, are called obesogens now, because we realize that they actually tell the stem cells in the fetus to increase the amount of fat cells produced and also to bring in more fat. And they're telling pregnant women now to use organic vegetables and fruits because the fungicides that are going on them before they go to market to keep them from breaking down are what they call these obesogens. And it goes through to the fetus and on down the pike, because we're seeing obesity in children that it's impossible for it to occur. I mean, when I started out, they did a study where they took all the children and let them have any food they wanted, and they would pick a balanced diet. Well, that's totally different now. They're becoming fatter and fatter, and it's a huge problem. It breaks your bones. It gives you early diabetes. It gives you with all the heart disease and the stroke and the kidney failure. So we need to stop getting these chemicals in our environment. They need to be tested before they're allowed. Right now, they can put almost anything out in the environment, and they only pull it if they find it's problem, like asbestos. How many years did it take, decades did it take to pull asbestos off the market? All of us have to get involved. We have to put pressure on our politicians that we want, because you're not rich, you're not healthy unless you have a clean environment. You have beautiful air, you have beautiful water. Doesn't matter how much money you have, if you're not taking care of your children and your grandchildren and the environment, you're really, it's very, very difficult for everybody. And how can you ask people if the obesogens are driving them to eat and driving them to not feel satisfied from their food? you know, that's contributing to all the problems.
Where can we learn more information about this so we can find out what we can actually do for ourselves?
Okay, well, there's the www.dea.org.au, and that's the Doctors for the Environment Australia. And make sure you put the AU on it or you end up with the Drug Enforcement Agent in the U.S.
Okay.
So, and that, and also there's any of your environmental groups, your own groups, and CCSIRO will talk to about you about the adverse effects of certain chemicals. But I think that's a good website, the www.dea.org.au. And there's 30,000 doctors and medical students that belong to that organization in Australia. And it's doubling its membership every few years because people are realizing there's a lot of things we can't do anything about because the environment is decaying so rapidly. You know, they talk about the next collapse of society, and I don't want that. There's no reason for that. We can stop this. We have the power to do it. We elect these officials, and we can change things.
Well, they do say, don't they, think globally, act locally.
Exactly.
So, you know, yeah. Do whatever you can at home and within your community.
And so I'm sponsoring the Australian Heart Walk on Tuesday mornings at 7 o'clock in front of the Coffee Bean Estate at 2 Pierpoint Road in front of the near the Shangri-La Hotel at 7 o'clock. It's an easy walk for people that have never done much walking or just want to chit-chat, and it's for 30 minutes. And if you can only walk 5 minutes, we'll walk back with you, and then we'll start again till we get our 30 minutes. And hopefully we'll keep increasing because I'm a coordinator, so I can get other people to help me do walks.
Fantastic. There we go. Dr. Carolyn McLeod, Ocean Health Clinic, sponsor of Sarah's Spot.